Hello, and thank you for joining us for Magnolia Conversations, a podcast that takes a peek inside Magnolia Glen, what our associates and residents are up to these days, and for now, how we're navigating the new normal, living with COVID-19. I'm Betsy Sykes, your host. We have two conversations for you today. Magnolia Glen's Dining Services Director, John Kretschmar, will join us in a bit. We'll chat about what some say is the most important feature of a senior living community, the food. John's team has been working overtime, literally, preparing and serving nutritious and delicious meals during the COVID pandemic. It's a challenge indeed, making sure our residents are well nourished and satisfied, all the while cooking and serving meals in a safe manner. But first, it's been more than 3 months since Magnolia Glen put in place measures to keep our residents and associates safe during the coronavirus outbreak. And during that time, the state of North Carolina has gone from a stay-at-home order to phase two of its Safer at Home plan. But the governor recently delayed plans to further ease restrictions and enter phase three, citing an increase in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. And to help us sort out what this means for Magnolia Glen is Executive Director Jaime Pacheco. Jaime, welcome.
Thank you, Betsy.
So Governor Roy Cooper has instituted a mandatory mask order for the state and has delayed transitioning to phase three. What does this mean for Magnolia Glen?
You know, it's a good question. For us, face coverings have been mandatory for residents, associates, and essential visitors for many months now. So this new directive and new development does not impact our community very much. I expect to see face coverings to be the way of life at Magnolia Glen for the foreseeable future. However, you mentioned Governor Cooper's decision to extend into phase two in your introduction. And, you know, as someone who's responsible for almost 250 residents and about 100 associates, I'm happy to see our governor collaborate with public health and business leaders to thoughtfully create a path for a safe and orderly opening or reopening. You know, that perspective is one that's shared at Magnolia Glen.
So let's talk about family visits during this time, because this is really difficult for our residents and for our families. How is Magnolia Glen helping to keep people connected?
You know, you're 100% right. Our essential visitor protocols have been challenging for everybody, residents and families included. And that challenge hasn't escaped me. This is something we talk about constantly as a team here at Magnolia Glen and as a company in Kisco Senior Living. So the idea of keeping people connected really revolves heavily around frequent and proactive communication. So, for example, we have weekly newsletters that highlight all the happenings that are happening in the community, and those are sent to residents and families weekly. We have constant and frequent communications with residents and families via email blasts. And we have the ability to connect family and residents together virtually by using technology like FaceTime and Zoom. So in addition, you know, the state of North Carolina has started to allow communities like Magnolia Glen to facilitate in-person visits to occur on the outside of our community with certain protocols in place, of course.
So now there is an opportunity for family members to visit with residents again outside in a very controlled setting.
That's correct.
Okay. There's been some talk of quarantine fatigue or virus fatigue. How can we keep people focused on staying safe, realizing that this is a marathon and not a sprint?
Again, I think that communication is critical. So the idea of communication is definitely a theme during this pandemic and how we're managing through it. So continuing to explain to all stakeholders why the protocols we have in place is important is key. So in terms of quarantine fatigue or virus fatigue or whatever you want to call it, obviously this is an important focus area for Magnolia Glen. We've been promoting essentially three areas of focus to our residents to help manage fatigue. So the first one is just the overall idea of managing information overload. So trying to convince residents to reduce the temptation to leave the news playing all day long in their apartments is a focus area. That second area we're trying to focus on is reducing stress. So this pandemic causes a lot of anxiety and stress. So practicing self-care where appropriate are conversations that we're trying to facilitate. And then exercise. So exercise has been proven to really help reduce stress, particularly in older adults. And so as we've talked about in previous podcasts, we are offering things like pool classes or Tai Chi classes or exercise programming like Sit and Be Fit in a very controlled environment where face masks are being used and social distancing is present. And then the third area we're trying to kind of focus on is the overall shifting of mindset. So, you know, trying to educate everybody, residents and associates alike, that we need to accept our new normal. And the quicker we do that, the better I think people are able to get over that fatigue.
Any new operational changes on the horizon since the last time we talked?
Our new normal seems like changes are happening constant. So we're constantly evaluating changes to our operational protocols. But right now, our energy is on keeping the focus on what we have in place because we think we are hitting the right balance between safety and normalcy.
And how about successes that we can celebrate right now? There's a lot of focus on the negative, but certainly we know there are really good things happening in the community that have been happening all throughout the outbreak.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think when you're dealing with something like COVID or this pandemic, the idea of celebrating successes oftentimes gets lost in the shuffle. So we're definitely celebrating our dedicated associates who, despite having to manage their own personal anxieties and challenges created by COVID, they're continuing to survive and serve our residents and make a difference every day. So I think that's the first and foremost area that we should be celebrating. And then, you know, I'm thinking about this, and I think another success that is worthy to recognize is the idea that what we do here at Magnolia Glen matters, right? Senior living matters. And I think that is definitely worthy of celebration. I mean, think about it. We're in the middle of a pandemic where lots of services, in some cases, key services are being stopped or changed in many of our cities, including Raleigh. And Magnolia Glen is continuing to deliver high quality services that many of our residents would not be able to continue to receive if they were living independently in their home. So I think those are two areas that we definitely celebrate here at the community.
Jaime Pacheco, thank you.
You're welcome, Betsy, anytime.
If you ask anyone who lives in a senior living community what matters most, near the top of just about everyone's list would be food. It's the focal point for a lot of folks. They study the menu, they schedule mealtimes with friends, and they're the first to let you know when things are going well or not so well. So imagine having to plan menus and cook for 250 residents and 100 associates three times a day, every day. My next guest doesn't have to imagine it at all. He does it every day. John Kretschmar has been Magnolia Glen's dining services director for nearly 4 years. He's elevated our dining program by embracing farm-to-fork dining. And now he's tasked with keeping our residents and associates well-fed in a tasty and safe fashion. John, welcome.
Thank you, Betsy. Good to be here.
So take us back to the early days when the pandemic first started. What changes did you make immediately to the dining program?
Well, the immediate changes was, of course, when we got the news we had to shut the dining rooms down. So we had to take a hard look into the operation and identify what changes needed to be made. We wanted to provide our residents and staff the same quality and choice we always have, but doing it in a safer, more efficient way.
So what challenges did you encounter, you know, right from the get-go?
Retraining staff on new procedures was a big one. We had to show them how to wear their face masks at all times and sanitize much more than we were doing before. So in the beginning, we had several issues with supply chains. A lot of our processing plants were closing down, so we had to get very, very creative with our menus in order to provide our residents quality meals.
And you basically decided pretty quickly to start delivering meals to residents' apartments and to their cottage homes.
We did. We identified the concern before even Governor Cooper closed the dining rooms down. We thought it was the right thing to do. So, go ahead.
Well, so basically, we were, and you were proactive in terms of doing it before you were told to shut them down.
Absolutely.
And why is that?
Well, our number one priority is resident and staff safety. We didn't know, you have to understand, this was the early stages of the pandemic, and we really didn't have a full understanding of how it was transmitted and what processes in place we had to do. So we proactively decided to close the dining rooms down to keep people away from each other. And we also made sure our staff was fully masked and fully wearing gloves at all times. So we were a little ahead of the curve than most people.
Magnolia Glen started using eco-friendly containers very quickly. So tell us about that.
Well, in the beginning of the pandemic, we had to use disposable containers. As you know, containers went straight to the landfill. Here at Kisco, we're a very environmentally safe company. We had to come up with a system that would, number one, protect the residents, and number two, protect our environment. We did so by coming up with the eco-friendly containers that we purchased. Now, these containers are used once. We run through a hot sanitizer solution and clean so we can reuse them again. We were actually the first one in the industry that started this program, and a lot of our competitors took suit after us. We were also featured in some local magazines and national magazines of what we were doing here at Magnolia Glen.
Switching gears a little bit here, how do you keep it interesting for residents when they have to dine in their homes instead of dining in the dining room?
Well, we're constantly changing the offerings from breakfast to dinner, from locally fresh fruit parfaits, fresh muffins, full hot breakfast. We offer steaks, fresh fish, locally sourced chicken prepared different ways. So we try to give them much options as we can based on availability.
And any idea, like in terms of themes or different type of sort of events that you can put around dining?
Well, we're looking at doing some new things. We're looking at trying to do anniversary dinners, private dinners for couples in the private dining room. And we're looking at some different options right now.
And I hear the snack deliveries are very popular.
Yeah, extremely popular. We came up with this program to get some residents some more nutrition, some more meals between, you know, breakfast and dinner. The residents are extremely excited about it. They look forward to see what we're offering for the day. We're actually looking at also offering a local produce cart. We're working on logistics for that right now. So we'll be offering fresh North Carolina peaches, you know, fresh strawberries with the residents' bio. So it kind of gets the residents engaged a little bit more.
You're also responsible for providing meals for associates. So how has that changed?
Well, associate meals have changed a lot. And we have 6-foot sections marked off in the kitchen, and everybody's required to wear appropriate PPEs. The meals are served in special containers in order to further reduce the exposure to our residents. We also have decided a dedicated dining room that has 6-foot increments as well. So as far as cross contact, that's not an issue.
Now, is there anything you're doing now that you anticipate doing in the future, even when the pandemic is over?
Well, absolutely. We're going to continue to offer the best quality product and the best choice we can to the residents. That's never going to stop at Magnolia Glen. You know that.
And do you see any of these things that we're going to take further, you know, down the road, whether it's the eco-friendly containers or maybe doing, you know, theme dinners or things like that?
Well, of course, we're going to keep the eco containers. We'll use those for, you know, room service delivery and what have you. It's a great product and gives us some extra options that we can do for the residents.
All righty. Well, John Kretschmar, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. We hope you join us next time for Magnolia Conversations.